In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, remember yesterday that I told you that you are not orphans, but you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am not an orphan. I have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Oh yes, I'm continuing with the 15th chapter of St. John, verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. You know, that verse can just keep us for the rest of eternity. That the Father loves Jesus totally, and Jesus loves you and I totally, just like the Father loves him. This is the importance of the Word of God that tells us about these things. You need to read the Word of God. I just went to the Night of Life last night. It was wonderful. And the experience that I had, a woman came up to me and said, "Father Tom, my brother came to you at Holy Rosary, and he was healed of cancer. And today he had another scan, and there's nothing there." That's God. As the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus has loved this person. That's wonderful. That's wonderful how good God is. Let's continue. "I have loved you. Abide in my love." Not in your confusion, not in your fear, but abide in the love of God, in the love of Jesus. Abide in that love as the branch is connected to the vine. Abide in my love. We need to learn what it means to abide, to just be in the presence of God, to just be what God wants us to be, and to do what God wants us to do. "If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept the Father's commandments and abide in his love." What is the commandment that Jesus gives us? That we would love one another as he has loved us, even unto death. I tell you, there's no room for a Catholic to be against a Protestant and for a Protestant to be against a Catholic. There is no room for it. Our enemy is the devil, no one else. And when we start doing those things, we please the devil. We want nothing to do with Satan. "I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you." This is on the night before he died, that my joy would be within you. Oh God, I need that joy. Oh God, your people need that joy. Give them the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And that your joy may be complete. Amen. Again, we ask for the joy of the Lord. Oh God, Jesus, on the night before he died, said that he had joy. He was going to give his life for you and for me. Oh yes, how we need the joy of the Lord. How we need the presence of the Lord. How we need God. Yes, have you experienced his presence lately? Maybe you need to pray longer. Maybe you just need to be silent. Maybe you just need to be with him, abiding in him. Maybe that's what you need to do to experience his presence. Abide in him. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, even unto death. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. That's Jesus. He gave his life for us. He calls us friends. Oh, yes. In my past history, I was always looking for a friend. I have a friend in Jesus, and I have other friends by the grace of the living God. Listen to this. You are my friends, Jesus says, if you do what I command you to do. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. Do you know that you're a friend of Jesus? In Italy, the name of the community is Friends of Jesus. Oh, yes. Do you know that you're a friend of Jesus? Do you know that he has full command of you, and that nothing will separate you from the love of God? You did not choose me. No, we didn't choose him. But I chose you. It is not that we loved God first, but that he first loved us. He started on this wonderful experience by loving us. It is not that we have loved God first, but that he has loved us. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Oh, yes, Jesus wants us to bear fruit. That means that we need to get people to know Jesus, not being afraid of telling people about our faith. It's so interesting that we say, well, my faith is a private thing. Oh, no. My faith is more than private. It must extend to other people, that they would know that they are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, my faith must go out to the people. I told you I only speak to one person on radio, you. And God wants you to be fruitful, to be fruitful, to be fruitful. Go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Fruit that will last. Oh, yes, we have Anthony. He is part of the fruit bearing that the Lord has given Holy Rosary. Oh, yes, he loves God. He searches God. It is so wonderful to have a young man loving God so powerfully. He has so changed in the last 2 years. He came in a battled lover of the New Age. He left that night as a son of God. And now he is more than son. He has known that God loved him first before he loved God. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another. This is the commandment that the Lord gives us, that we love one another. We might be different in our expression of faith, but we are called to love one another as he loves us. Oh, yes, even those people that you might not like, but you're called to love. I told you before, whenever we go feed the poor, there is a group of evangelical Spanish people, and we always pray for them that their message might go out and that there would be a harvest. Oh, yes, they are so beautiful. They are not Catholic, but they are wonderful. They are wonderful people, and we pray for them because they are doing the job of the Lord. You know what happens? We catch the fish. The Lord cleans the fish. We catch the fish, but the Lord cleans the fish. Verse 18, if the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. The only thing I have about the world is to preach the gospel in the world. I want nothing that the world wants to give me, only what God wants to give me. I want nothing but what God wants to give me. I'm not in the world. I'm not of the world. I am in the world, proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Jesus might have eternal life. God did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Oh, yes, how we need salvation. Do you know that you need salvation today? There's only one Savior. It's Jesus the Lord. Turn to him today. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what the Bible tells us, and that's the truth. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be safe. Hallelujah. 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 Do you know today that you're loved by God? Do you know today that the Lord is always thinking of you? The Lord is always thinking of you. On the cross, he was thinking of you. Yes, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. On the cross, he was thinking of you, and he was calling you friends as he laid down his life for you and for me. Friends of Jesus, friends of Jesus, friends of Jesus. Oh, yes. Are you a friend of Jesus? Friendship goes two ways. One way that he started, but we've got to respond to that love. How do we respond to that love? By telling him, I love you, Jesus, and then by doing what he called you to do. Oh, yes. You know, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. We are not saved by our works, but faith without works is dead. And we want not dead faith. We want a living faith that proclaims Jesus Christ as Lord. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. Oh, yes. I don't belong to the world. Do you? I don't belong to the world. I belong to God. I belong to Jesus Christ. I belong to his church. I do not belong to the world. The world has nothing to give me. In Jesus' name, amen. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. The Lord has chosen you out of the world because you do not belong to the world. I think quite often that my special gift is to proclaim the Word of God. I don't have other gifts that I know of. Oh, I have the gift of listening. Not many people listen anymore. They're all going to talk about what's been happening to them. I have the gift of listening by the grace of God. Therefore, the world hates you. Remember this word that I said to you, servants are not greater than their master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If you're a friend of Jesus, you will be persecuted by the world because the world hates Jesus. You can talk about God all you want, But when you start mentioning Jesus, the world says no. Some people say my higher power is that lampshade. No, by how a higher power is the Lord Jesus Christ. My power that I do is from the Holy Spirit. Anything good that happens, like this man being healed of cancer, was the work of the Holy Spirit, not my work. The only thing I did was to listen to what Jesus said. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. The only thing I did was lay hands upon the sick, and the Lord healed him. Oh, yes. And yesterday he was scanned again with no cancer. Praise God. Praise God. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But if they do not, but they will do all these things on your account of my name, Jesus, because they do not know him who sent me. Who sent Jesus? The Heavenly Father sent Jesus. Who is Jesus? From all eternity, he was the Word of God, the Son of God. In time, in the womb of the Virgin Mary, he became man and dwelt among us. But Jesus Christ has always existed as the Word of God from all eternity. But now, he is a person formed in the womb of Mary, given out for us and for our salvation. Oh, yes, Jesus came to save that which was lost. And you often hear me say, the best thing about being lost is being found. Have you been found yet by the Lord Jesus Christ? He's been up looking for you. You say, well, when I change. No. No. Have you been found yet by the Lord Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. I was found in August of 1968. Because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Why? Because Jesus came doing great miracles, preaching the word of God. People have no experience of not accepting Jesus. He's done all that he could do. On the cross, what did he say? It is finished. He did it all. He took every man, woman, and child into his broken heart. When I am lifted up, I will draw all people unto myself. Oh, yes, you're not of the world. You're a friend of Jesus. Oh, yes. How much you love Jesus, do you tell him, I love you, Lord, and I want to do what you call me to do. Today, he called me to preach on the radio. I could have sent a tape and had that go on, but I felt the Lord say, I want you to preach on the radio today. And he gave me a little excitement about doing it. Thanks be to God. Whoever hates me hates my Father who sent me. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would have no sin. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. Do you love the Father? He gave us everything, you know, when he gave us Jesus. Do you love the Father? I love the Father. The first word that I heard from the Father was on that August night, not the day of my conversion, but the day that the Lord said, you can be in the deepest mud hole, but I'm always there to pull you out because I'm your loving Father. Oh, Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending Jesus into the world so that we might have life and have it to the full. It was to fulfill the word that is written in the law. They hated me without cause. Why does the world hate Jesus? Because the world knows instinctively that you've got to give your whole life to Jesus, and the world wants no part of that. Oh, yes, you've given yourself to Jesus. He wants everything from you and me. Oh, yes, are you tithing your money? That's the first thing that you need to do. Tithe your money. And the Word of God says, I will open the windows of heaven and rain down into your lap, overflowing. This is real for people who tithe. I just heard of someone that gave money, and as a result, more money has come in to this person. Oh, yes. Tithing is all part of it. And unfortunately, we have not preached tithing in the church. People think if they give a dollar, that's enough. Oh, no. A dollar can't even buy you a cup of coffee. Tithe your money. Tithe your money. Let God show you that He is a provider. When the advocate comes, that's the Holy Spirit, advocate, the lawyer, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of truth, and He leads us to all truth. He leads us to Jesus, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He leads us to Jesus, the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father. He will testify on my behalf. That's interesting. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. What does that mean? We have the same job as the Holy Spirit, to testify to Jesus, to testify to Jesus, to glorify Jesus. We have the same job. Chapter 16. I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues, not might. They will put you out of the synagogues. We see that in Paul. When he goes to a new city, he goes to the synagogue and they throw him out. He preaches to them from Isaiah 53, the suffering servant of the Lord, and they throw him out. You will be persecuted. And I tell you, if we're not persecuted, maybe we don't have the real thing. Maybe we don't show people that Jesus is really my friend. Indeed, an hour is coming when those who kill you will think by doing so they are offering worship to God. I tell you, there are more than 900,000 people, 900,000 people that died in 10 years for the Lord Jesus Christ. 900,000. And they didn't give up their faith. I want you to pray for the people in China that pray underground. Father, manifest your glory in them, to them, and through them. Flood them with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Flood them with the power of the resurrection. Flood them with the Holy Spirit. Flood them. And they will do this. They will hurt you. They will persecute you because they have not known the Father or me. Not known the Father or me. Do you know Him and do you love Him? Do you know Him and do you love Him? You're called to be friend of Jesus, friend of Jesus, and He will only love you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word that was always with the Father from all eternity was made flesh and dwelt among us. He was made flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You belong to him, and he belongs to you. He calls you his friend. We call him our friend, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Lord. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.